Talking with Ravens tight end Ed Dixon as we continue on Ravens one-on-one. And, Ed, as I watch last night's game unfold, the offensive strategy has clearly evolved in the NFL to spread formations, no huddle, quick attack passing. Not the old West Coast where you're just moving things laterally, but also, as we saw with you guys, a lot of vertical striking as well. It has changed the way defenses play, and it will continue to change because it seemed like last night, anytime the Bengals tried a safety blitz or a slow developing blitz, Joe Flacco can beat those now, and any good quarterback can beat those now. So yeah. What's the next big adjustment you would anticipate defenses are going to have to make to cover the types of offenses you're now showing?
Well, it's going to make it still tough on defense to guard teams that spread the ball out because you unleash those pretenders that can't tackle as well as other guys can or cover as well as other guys can. So you get the matchups you want, like Ray Rice on a linebacker that can't tackle that good or cover that good, and you're picking on that matchup all night. Just like if you get a tight end on a guy that he can't be covered by, a linebacker or a safety. So you got to get guys on defense that can cover one-on-one. That's for sure. That's one of the adjustments they can do. Or they got to be one great actors and play one defense and switch into another one. But that brings us back to the no huddle because you got to show that stuff early or you're going to get burnt really soon.
And the other benefit of the no huddle is it prevents defensive substitutions. In recent years, what they call the sub package, the substitution packages, yeah, had become all the rage. If it was first and 10, you had your base defense, second and 5, a certain sub package, third and 2, another sub package. By staying no huddle, you eliminate defensive substituting, don't you?
Oh, it's a number of problems. Like, that's one of the things that we do. They can't sub other people in to come in. They can't put the dime or the nickel or the sub in. So the guys that's out there are just the guys that's out there. So if we got the ability to run the ball, pass the ball, screen, and just that lineup that's out there and that 2-minute offense, it's going to be trouble for the defense unless they got guys out there that can play all those different personnel groups in one.
The first conspicuous change I've seen from a defensive player adjusting to the nature of offenses now in the NFL is Ray Lewis. He changed the shape of his body. He's thinner. He's lighter. It's not like a guy just went and he lost 5 pounds and did Slim Fast or something for a week or just tried to make weight. I mean, he changed the shape of his body so that he would be quicker and cover more ground laterally. From my perspective in the broadcast booth last night, it worked.
Yeah.
What did you think?
That's old Wiley.
You see him every day in practice.
That's old Wiley veteran, and he feels that the tight ends or the guys in this league are becoming much smarter, much faster, much quicker, and he felt like the great change for him was to slim down and become more agile, more quick, and he's moving like a young Ray Lewis out there. I mean, what did he have, 12 tackles, close to 12 solo tackles last night?
Yeah.
I was out there. I was impressed. I was like, Ray Lewis on another tackle.
And he can still hit, even though he shed the weight. He still has the hammer.
Nobody wants to go head up with that guy. Doesn't he always put the fear in a couple guys each night? And I think he still has it after 17 years. He still has it.
Do you anticipate a lot of changes in the defenses you are going to see for the rest of this season? Because if I'm a defensive coordinator and I have the Ravens on my schedule, I'm going to put even more hours in because the same old, it's not going to work against your offense.
Yeah, I mean it's all about our offense, though. I mean, as we're going through camp and we're going through the mini camp and stuff like that, we got such great looks with our defense playing against. So we know they're gonna come out and play NFL defense. We know they're gonna come out and try to do something that confuses us. Once we adjust to whatever they give us, we're gonna be pretty fine. And we have the ability to adjust to anything out there. We have the confidence in all our guys and Joe back there that we can adjust to anything they throw at us.
Back to Twitter and questions for you from a Ravens fan. Ed, you seem to have a bullseye on your chest. How can you avoid some of the big hits you keep taking? And I believe that fan is talking about the hit you took in the second quarter. Taylor Mays came, and he was flagged 15 yards for helmet-to-helmet and hitting a defenseless receiver. But, friend, you got trucked. You got hit hard. Honestly, God, I was surprised you were the guest on tonight's show.
Well, those type of hits are going to happen. I mean, not exactly like that. That's why I got the big frame. I mean, I know I'm going to take hits like that. I would rather get the ball in my hands and then take a hit like that other than getting hit and falling without the ball. But on that play, it's made for the linebackers to come up, and we tried to find that. Me and Joe tried to find that window between the safety and those linebackers, and we weren't quite on the same page. But he lunged at me, and he's going to get an envelope on that one on Wednesday or something. But
yes, he is, from the league office. He'll be fined heavily for that one.
One thing I can say is it's not going to stop me from going up to the seams. I'm still going to go up the seams and stuff like that. They're just going to keep getting fined.
Fine by you.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. Do you sense when a hit like that is coming, or does it come out of the blue? I mean, for the most part, obviously, you know, you're between the hash marks.
Yeah.
That's more likely to be a violent area. But when you are on the receiving end, when you're the nail and a hammer strikes, is it something you sense a half a second ahead of time, or is it just, wow, what was that?
Well, some of them you're like, wow, but some of you, you got a pretty good feel. Oh, that guy's right there. Let me protect myself a little bit. But a receiver like myself going up the seams, I just want to get my hands on the ball and tuck it as fast as I can. And then if I can turn and see him, I got a greater chance of protecting myself. If I don't see him, I just want to protect that ball and make sure I come up with the ball and finish with the ball.
And you suffered a shoulder injury in preseason on a touchdown catch. Again,
yeah,
though, it was middle of the field, and if the hash marks extended into the end zone, you would have been right between the hash marks. It's just more violent in there.
Exactly. You can't be a soft player, so to say, going up the seams or the middle. And you're going to see me going up there week in and week out and coming up with 90% of those plays. Some of those guys are going to try to take me out, but that's the chance I take going up those seams.
Now, on the hit you took from Taylor Mays,
yeah,
and I'm sure you've looked at the game tape already.
Yeah, I seen it.
That ball did get through your hands before his helmet got into your face. You know you're going to hear about that from the coaches, right?
Yeah, it was one of those things. Me and Joe, this is the type of player that Joe is, and he's evolved. We were talking about it as soon as I got off the field. Joe was expecting me to bend it a little bit more. I was expecting to have a little bit more hot read, bump it over the linebackers right before the safety. So it's little things that we were kind of off, and I had a chance to catch it, but it was bam, bam.
Right. It is a bang, bang play.
Yeah, and like I said, it hurts more that I didn't get that ball in my hands than that hit that Taylor Mays put on me. So if that play ever comes up, as long as I catch it, doesn't matter who hits me.
And any lingering effects on a Tuesday from a hit like that on Monday for you?
Well, not the hit. It's just the fact that you got extra soreness anyway. I mean, because you never like to hit in the ground. So the hit didn't hurt that much.
But it always feels a little less sore after a win. We'll continue with Ed Dixon right here on Ravens 1-on-1 on WBAL and WBAL.com.